This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for People Who Can Handle the Truth. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. RBN is now associated with Cumulus Media Network Satellite Services, which provides a 24/7 satellite channel to RBN on XDS. Cumulus Media has supplied XDS receivers to over 4,000 stations, each of which now has the capability to broadcast any RBN program they choose. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I have ever had on the program clear back to 2010, as well as links to their websites. You will also see the upcoming guests. On the 28th, I'm going to have Baby A's mother and Christina England. The first week in September is going to be Aspartame Awareness Week. All the guests that week will be devoting their time and efforts to warning the public about aspartame. Another site that I wish to call your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info. One of our listeners, very talented listener, created this site, for which I am very grateful. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Dr. Kayla T. Daniel. She is the author of The Whole Soy Story, The Dark Side of America's Favorite Health Food. This book reveals the truth about a very, very harmful agricultural product. Her website is wholesoystory.com. Please be sure to sign up for her newsletter on the left-hand side, and you will receive a free report on how to actually go soy-free. It's called Recovering from Soy, and it's in a lot more food products than we can even imagine. Dr. Daniel, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Deanna.
Well, I had you on the program. It was back in 2011, and you've been busy writing another book, which you've just finished?
Not quite. It's close. It's called Nourishing Broth, and it's about the healing benefits of chicken soup and lamb and beef and other soups made with genuine bones and cartilage and skin. And my co-author is Sally Fallon Morrell.
Wonderful, wonderful. I know a lot of people use bone broth in order to heal. Oh, I look forward to reading that book.
Thank you.
All righty. Tell us the initial story behind soy and what government agency happened to give it a real boost back in 1998.
Well, the FDA, which of course has protected us by approving aspartame and Celebrex and all sorts of drugs, The FDA approved a soy prevents heart disease health claim in 1999. And that, of course, is an industry-sponsored health claim, and it raised the sales of soy protein products from well under $1 billion a year to about $4 billion a year now. And that increase happened within about a year from that health claim. So a whole lot of people are seeing that health claim and the promises on packages of tofu and energy bars and veggie burgers and all sorts of products that contain quite a lot of soy protein. And unfortunately, a whole lot of people do believe them, but we are getting the word out that there are some dangers from soy.
Oh, absolutely. And even the health food store, the one that I go to, has soy products. And I, of course, since reading your book and since having you on the program and learning about the facts about soy, I just read all the labels on it if I happen to buy a product that has a label on it. And I just avoid soy, just like the plague.
Good policy. And I like the way you say if it's got a label on it, because I think the best policy is to eat foods that don't have labels.
Exactly. And I think I first heard that from you, and I thought, yes, that makes sense. Don't buy foods with a label. And they also hide it within a lot of products that people don't even realize that they are having, that they are eating or drinking soy?
The good news is they can't really hide it so much anymore, because There was a soy an allergy act that was passed a few years ago, and soy and the other top seven allergies all have to be listed on labels. So if there's soy in a product, whether it's getting in there as a result of plant protein hydrolysate, or if it's in there because it's part of lecithin, or no matter what it's in there from, they still have to spell it out, S-O-Y. So people who understand that they, say, have a soy allergy or wish to avoid soy can find that.
But now, you mentioned... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Of course, we do have to be conscious of the fact that sometimes there are mistakes on labels and there's issues with cross-contamination, and there's other ways soy can accidentally get into a product. But the good news is at least they're supposed to label it clearly.
Now, you mentioned lecithin. There's such a product as soy lecithin. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Soy lecithin is a waste product from soy oil manufacture. And years ago, Germany started to require that companies pay extra to dispose of lecithin. They couldn't just dump it in the landfill. So at that point, scientists got busy trying to find something useful to do with soy lecithin, because they wanted to turn it into a profit center and not have to pay to discard it. So eventually they came up with all sorts of things you can use soy lecithin for. In food manufacture, it's used for emulsifying. I mean, it's the thing that keeps, say, water and oil stirred together as a nice mix and not separating out. And little bits of soy lecithin are in just about everything that's processed. There's very few chocolate bars, for example, that don't have lecithin in there. But the thing is, it's not the worst product that's out there. Supposedly, people who are allergic don't react to it. But the fact is, some people are so super sensitive these days that they even have a problem with soy lecithin.
Huh. I have noticed it on chocolate bars. So, All righty. You indicate, soy is not a health food. It's not the answer to world hunger. It's not a panacea. And it has not even been proven safe. And yet, in your book, you tell the story about how we happened to bring it from the east to the west. And now, when you look at all of the people in this country, the farmers who are producing soybeans, and then we have, they're all GM, as far as I understand, here in this country.
Well, very heavily genetically modified soybeans. And, of course, that's another huge issue, and I'm sure you brought on some of the anti-GMO activists and scientists to talk about the dangers. But a whole lot of people don't realize that the problems with soybeans go beyond whether or not they're genetically modified. And a whole lot of health food store soy products are organic. And if you insist on eating a lot of soy, despite what I've said and will say today, do make sure that it is organic. But the thing is, all soybeans, including organic, traditional hybrid commercial soybeans and the genetically modified ones, which have pretty much taken over the commercial soybean crop, they all have plant estrogens, and they've got a whole lot of other anti-nutrients that affect your ability to absorb minerals and digest protein well and other factors that we can talk about after the break.
All righty, thank you. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Kayla T. Daniel. She is the author of The Whole Soy Story, The Dark Side of America's Favorite Health Food. Her website is wholesoystory.com. She earned her PhD in nutritional sciences and anti-aging therapies from the Union Institute and University in Chicago, is certified as a clinical nutritionist by the International and American Association of Clinical Nutritionists in Dallas, and serves on the boards of directors of the Weston A. Price Foundation and Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. All righty, Dr. Daniel, right before the break, you mentioned the word estrogen. And you mentioned that soy has a lot of that. And how does that affect growing children and infants?
Yes, soy, of course, it comes from a plant. So the estrogens in soy are plant estrogens, sometimes called phytoestrogens. And they are different from human estrogens. But the thing is, they're close enough to fool the body. They're like a key that goes in the lock, but it won't turn. And they can cause a whole lot of endocrine disruption, and that can mean it can affect your thyroid, affect your reproductive system, your fertility, even affect your libido. And so these are factors for anyone, no matter what our age is, but they're particularly dangerous for babies and growing children because their brains and bodies are under the process of growing properly, and they need real hormones, not plant hormones in there bollocksing up the works. So we've got a situation where with, say, female babies at a very small and vulnerable time when they're getting nothing else to eat, if they're on soy formula, they're getting a high number of plant estrogens, and these little girls can be overly estrogenized. And over the course of the next few years, they may go through puberty early. Their breast cancer risk will increase with premature puberty. They may get their menstrual periods earlier than usual, and their thyroids may be affected. A lot of things from these overly estrogenized little girls. Now, I want to be really clear, soy is not the only estrogen in the environment these days. There's plastics, there's pesticides, there's problems with the water supply. So there are a tremendous number of environmental estrogens, and they're all causing this. So we can't just blame the soy. But soy formula is extremely risky, so risky that the Israeli Health Ministry, French Food Agency, German Institute of Risk Assessment, and others have warned that soy formula should only be used as a last resort. And with the little boys, guess what those estrogens are doing when the little boy is supposed to be programmed for puberty, when his natural testosterone levels will rise? Now, people are very surprised to learn that a little boy in the very first month of his life, baby boy, has testosterone as high as his father. So there's quite a lot of testosterone that's supposed to be in there. So we do not want estrogen from soy or, for that matter, pesticides and plasticides and other environmental factors. We do not want that mucking around with his testosterone.
And what might that cause in his life?
Well, without the testosterone at that young and vulnerable time, he will not be programmed to go through puberty properly. Now, it's going to vary in terms of the effect from boy to boy, depending on a whole lot of toxicology factors, including what else is going on besides the soy. And how much soy formula, how high the phytoestrogens were in that particular batch of soy formula, how young the boy was when he was put on soy formula, like it's obviously worse if he's put on from the day he's born, less bad at, say, 6 months old, although that's a problem too. But a lot of factors. So some of the things that could be affected would be the changes as he would go through puberty. That could be anything from an impact on the quality and quality of sperm and infertility there. It could affect the timing of going through puberty. It might be arrested, or it could be stopped altogether. And in the worst possible scenarios, these little boys don't see their testicles descend or their penises grow as would a man.
Might they also develop breasts?
We are seeing more and more gynecomastia, even in boys, and the New York Times hit a big article on it. It's apparently a booming business for surgeons, and the surgeons who specialize in that are doing extremely well. But once again, it's not just soy. There's a lot of environmental estrogens in the mix as well, but certainly soy is part of the problem.
Okay. And certainly the same government agencies, the ABC agencies, have approved of all of these other toxic things in the environment that are making a lot of people very, very sick.
It's very true. I think there's a fairly widespread recognition of, say, problems in plastics such as BPA. There's widespread recognition that we need water filters, that we need to be cautious about all the chemicals and hormones and the pharmaceutical residue that get into tap water. There's been a lot of attention in the mainstream media to that, but there's very little said about the soy problem.
Well, I guess it's probably because it's such a profitable industry. And what would happen to all the farmers if they actually knew about the problem? And what would happen to consumerism? It probably is too profitable for them to back out now, despite what it's doing to the health of America.
It's very profitable, and people really need to understand that the whole move towards low-fat plant-based diet is motivated by profit, because a big industry, big food, can make a whole lot of money from processed products such as soy oil, and they cannot make a huge amount of money from something like butter. And I'm not even talking about the high cost that I will pay, for instance, to get butter from cows that are pastured. I'm talking about even supermarket butter. The profits are just not anywhere as close to as high on animal products as they are on all the plant-based substitutes.
Sure.
Soy oil is something where the profit markup is huge.
Right. And, of course, if they can break down a product such as milk and take all the cream out and make something from that, take the butter fat out and make something from that, then it's a lot more profitable than selling a gallon of whole milk.
It absolutely is. And think about it this way. If someone is convinced that the fat in milk is evil and that they should drink skim milk, so they'll drink skim milk, but the body is still wanting the cream, and then people, of course, crave ice cream. So, that's where all the profit is. You divide up the whole milk into the skim milk and something like ice cream, where there's a lot more profits to be made. And the person not only gets a very poor quality product such as skim milk, but also something like ice cream, which is going to have a lot of sugar in it as well as other additives for most brands. And they'd be so much better off just drinking the whole milk.
Right. It just makes sense. And hopefully from grass-fed cows and that don't have the steroids and don't have any of the other things and hasn't been pasteurized.
And once people find that raw milk from the pastured cows, and it is increasingly easy to find these good sources, I mean, you just can't go back, because the taste is absolutely wonderful, and you're likely to sense right away that this is something that's really meant for you.
Right, right. My kids were raised on raw milk from the farm, and basically since we moved and I didn't have immediate access, I just don't drink milk anymore, except for coconut milk or something like that. All righty, we are going to a quick break. We will be back in about 4 minutes.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
And our guest today is Dr. Kayla T. Daniel. She is the author of The Whole Soy Story, The Dark Side of America's Favorite Health Food. And her website is Whole Soy Story, all one word, wholesoystory.com. Please sign up for her newsletter so you can find out what's going on and receive the free report on recovering from soy. And so that's a very very nice thing for you to do, Doctor. Are you there?
Yes.
I'm sorry. You probably thought I was going to keep talking. that is very nice of you to make this report available. I think it's that is very, very nice. We all need help, and certainly that is helpful. In your book, you talk about the Orientals and their use of soy. Now, they use it completely different. I mean, my goodness, the West makes milk out of it. They make soy nuts. They do all kinds of things, but that is not the way that the Orientals use it. How do they use it?
Well, wherever we go in Asia, we find that soy is used as a condiment in the diet and not as a staple food. Now, there's a whole lot of different countries. Asia is a huge continent. There's many different lifestyles, many different dietary customs. In Indonesia, for example, we have a lot more tempeh use. In Japan, natto is very popular, and there's changes from country to country. But wherever we go, soy has traditionally been used as a condiment, not as a staple food. So this is very different from what happens in the West, where you've got a lot of health-conscious people, particularly vegans and vegetarians, who may be, you know, noshing on soy bar snacks and watching movies with whole bags of edamame and drinking a lot of soy milk and eating one-pound tofu steaks and so forth. Very different.
That sounds disgusting. All of that sounded so unappetizing.
But the average American is eating less soy than somebody would eat in Asia, because the average American is only getting the soy that's been added to all sorts of processed and packaged foods, which might not be large in quantity, but, you know, is found in everything from bumblebee canned tuna to Franco-American spaghetti and other products. So, but small amounts of some pretty awful soy ingredients.
And canned tuna?
You bet. You have to watch out for that.
Oh, my goodness. Who would have thought? Why would they put it in canned tuna?
Well, years ago, it would have been considered something that would have turned off a conscious shopper. But these days, as long as people can't taste it, they think there's a health benefit from it. So from the manufacturer's point of view, there's not a lot of downside, although we are seeing more and more people with allergies who are being cautious about trying to avoid soy.
Okay. Now, you talk in your book about soy protein and the essential amino acids and that kind of thing. Could you just tell us a little bit about that? Apparently our bodies contain more than 50,000 types of proteins.
Well, the thing about soy and amino acids is vegetarians and other proponents of soy are always talking about how soy contains all the essential amino acids. Well, this is true, but contains all is not the same as contains all of them in the right ratios and at the right levels. And the fact is soy is very low, for example, in methionine, and that's why the FDA requires it by law to be added to soy formula. But, of course, it's not added to these other products that older children and adults are eating. So there's a shortage of the sulfur-containing amino acids. And one of the things that's very interesting is that soy does, in fact, contain really decent levels of the amino acid cysteine. But the problem is it's bound up with something called trypsin inhibitors. And trypsin inhibitors are what inhibit our body's ability to make and use trypsin, which is what we need to digest protein. So that's why soy can be so terribly hard to digest. So, you know, vegetarians consider it a good protein, but it's missing some important amino acids, and it's hard to digest. So, you know, not such a good protein after all.
Right. Now, some of the things that you've listed as possible problems resulting from ingesting soy are malnutrition, digestive problems, thyroid dysfunction, cognitive decline, ADD, ADHD, reproductive disorders, heart disease, cancer. That's a lot of really bad things.
It's a long list, and that's why my book had to be so long. And that's why it took so many years of really looking at all the studies. And yes, that's a very long list. And as a practical matter, the first thing that people generally will experience if they're having problems with soy and there's excess soy in their diet, well, the lucky people, the first thing they'll experience is digestive distress. And I already mentioned that that in part is because of the trypsin inhibitors that make it so hard to digest the protein in soy. Now, those people are lucky because they'll get a bellyache right away, and they'll see the cause and effect, and they'll say, soy's not good for me, and they'll stop eating it. Now, those are the lucky people. The unlucky people don't experience that right away, so they don't make the cause and effect connection. And some of those people may initially start to feel better when they're eating some soy, you know, depending, of course, on what they were eating before they switched to what they thought was a healthier food. And maybe they're not going to notice a difference for several months, but that's about as long as it would take to start having some ill effects on the thyroid. And we've got 70 years of studies showing that soy has a terrible effect on the thyroid, most often manifesting as hypothyroidism, which is low thyroid, and we see that as lethargy, malaise, loss of libido, weight gain. And we're seeing a whole lot of people who are experiencing that anyway these days. And many, many middle-aged people especially are having some problems with low thyroid anyway. So for all of these reasons, plus the effect of fluoride and chlorine in the water supply and other things that hurt the thyroid, a lot of people are not making the connection that soy hurts the thyroid. But it sure as heck does.
Wow. Now, getting back to the digestive problems one might experience, could that include Crohn's disease and other things, irritable bowel syndrome,
They could be part of the problem, but generally what people will experience first is some variation on pancreatitis, because basically what happens is we put a whole lot of stress on the pancreas if we eat soy day after day. Now, if you or I go to, say, a potluck and we have a little tofu, or go to a Japanese restaurant and have a little once in a while, probably, you know, that night the pancreas is going to have to work a little harder, but all will be well by the next day, and the pancreas gets to rest. And, you know, once in a while the pancreas works overtime and it's not a problem. But if, say, you're drinking soy milk day after day and you're eating soy energy bars and tofu and veggie burgers and basically a high amount of soy, and it doesn't have to be 5 or 6 servings, it could be just, you know, soy milk every day, that's putting stress on the pancreas day after day after day. And that can lead to some problems fairly quickly. Now, something like Crohn's and IBS, you're talking more, you know, long-term damage, autoimmune issues, you know, multifactorial. I would not say soy causes that, but I think we can know for sure that it's not going to improve matters, not a bit.
Right. Now, somebody that ingests a lot of soy, as you say, soy burgers and milk and cheese and all this other stuff, there's a likelihood that they might develop cancer, perhaps breast cancer?
They are at increased risk for breast cancer because of the soy causing breast cell proliferation, and that is a known risk factor for cancer. And the Israeli Health Ministry, the German Institute of Risk Assessment, the French Food Agency, and Cornell University's Institute of Breast Cancer and Environmental Risk Factors all warn about the possible danger of excess soy consumption. So it's not just me. There's a lot of very respected government and university people who have talked about this. But, of course, the soy industry acts as if the reason that Asians have less breast cancer is because of high soy consumption.
Deceptive. That is so deceptive of them to use because they, as you mentioned, they use it totally differently. Oh, how deceptive. Amazing.
We've got October coming up and Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and there'll be all the races for the cure and all the pinkies, and there'll be VitaSoy soy milk in pink bottles for the Komen Race for the Cure. So sad.
Indeed. Indeed. All righty, we are going to a quick break. We'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Deanna, our guest today is Dr. Kayla T. Daniel. She is the author of The Whole Soy Story, The Dark Side of America's Favorite Health Food. Her website is wholesoystory.com. Please be sure and sign up for her newsletter and buy her book. Dr. Daniel, you were talking about Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which to me, I mean, I used to donate and get, you know, become involved in it and everything. And now I just see it as a big profitable event. And if they actually reveal that there are cures for cancer, numerous cures for cancer, all of that profitable industry, including the mammograph machines and all the rest, would just disappear.
Cancer is big profit, and it's very sad. There have been a lot of articles out, well-researched articles, indicating just to what extent the Komen race for the cure is in bed with big pharmaceutical and the whole medical profitable industry. And, you know, we've all seen it. You know, I mean, I'm really sad, among other things, that one of my favorite colors is one I feel I can't even wear anymore. You know, I can't wear that pink because it looks like I'm, you know, I'm racing for the cure.
Right. But you look great in red, so you just have to ramp up to red.
Yeah, red's okay. I just can't wear that hot pink anymore. Or at least not in the month of October.
Exactly.
But, you know, they're going to, you know, it's going to grind up, you know, all over again coming soon. You know, the pink pens, the pink thermometers, pink this, pink that, pink everything. And there's no good coming from this.
Right. They're not really funding a cure. They're not really getting a cure. And all these people you see in the commercials, they all look as if, well, if they just run 5 more miles, there might be a cure. And this is just not reasonable, not rational to think that all of these efforts are going to create something, but it's giving people hope, and it's a false hope. And I think that's really terrible.
Right, and there's no emphasis on breast health. And one thing I certainly agree with Dr. Christian Northrup on is we should call it Breast Health Awareness Month. And let's focus on things we can do for breast health and overall health and not just being scared and running around to get mammograms and, you know, not this constant fear mentality, but a positive belief in breast health and what we can do for our breasts and overall health.
Right. Exactly. I have 2 people in my family that have breast cancer, and so I'm very close to that. One of the individuals was heavily into soy products for about 5 or 6 years. And I think that that kind of contributed to her situation.
Well, it sure didn't help. And, you know, it's always a multifactorial, and there's just so many factors.
Right. Exactly. I mean, you could start with the children's vaccines when they get their first vaccine. That kind of starts them. All righty. So, looking at what is your favorite chapter in this book? What do people really, really like? Well, the whole book, but what do people really hone in on? I don't tend to read a book from the front cover to the last page, I kind of bounce around. What are some of people's first choices when they open your book?
Well, that's an interesting question. You know, people, of course, they will go to certain chapters depending on their own needs, their own fears, their own life process, you know, what stage they're in. You know, some people will immediately go to the index because they've heard that soy increases Alzheimer's risk, so that will be something they want to know about right away. And perhaps in the month of October, if I've done my job getting the word out about the dangers of soy as a risk factor for breast cancer, people will go right to the chapter on cancer and breast cancer there. With other people, they're concerned because they have babies and they've heard soy formula is a problem, so we have a couple chapters on soy formula. And, you know, some people just flip around. We've got, you know, people's soy stories, you know, the testimonies, you know, the people who thought they'd get healthy and started drinking a whole lot of soy milk and then ended up wiping out their thyroids or having other problems. I do think a whole lot of people really love the first person stories, you know, where people tell what happened to them in their own words.
Oh, right. I think you're right. People really do like to hear other people's experiences. Now, in the index, you have aging, premature aging. So how does soy contribute to that?
Soy would contribute in any number of ways. Well, first of all, let's just think about this, that saying that health begins in the gut. So we've already talked a little bit about how soy will adversely affect digestion. So, you know, right there you could be setting yourself up for a problem. I mean, we do want to be nourishing and cherishing our pancreases, for example. So we do want to keep our digestive process going as well as we possibly can. So if we're not digesting food well, we're malnourished, we're not getting the vitamins and minerals we need, and that's both because the soy products that people might be eating are not really very nutritious, and also the fact that the soy can damage the whole digestive process even for the foods that we are getting that might be nutritious. So that would be one thing. Another would be what it can do to your hormones, what it can do to your thyroid. I mean, the thyroid is very, very important. If somebody's thyroid is down, it is absolutely essential to start nourishing that thyroid and healing it. And if necessary, even taking some thyroid, natural bioidentical thyroid hormones to help out. If the thyroid's down, we're just not going to be well in general.
Okay. Now, the bioidentical hormones, would that be progesterone, or what would that be?
Well, it depends on what we're needing. There's a lot of bioidentical hormones. There's bioidentical testosterone, estrogens, progesterone, and there's natural thyroid hormones as opposed to something like Synthroid.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So these are all things to be working with an alternative-minded medical doctor in terms of getting the right prescription for you.
Okay. Would that also include nourishing the thyroid? Would that include taking iodine?
We have an epidemic of iodine deficiency. And that is really, really widespread these days, and it's a good idea in general to do an iodine loading test and just look at the situation. And if needed, be taking iodine or certainly increasing iodine-rich foods in the diet. That is often part of the thyroid problem.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the Alzheimer's. How does soy contribute to Alzheimer's, and can that be reversed?
That's a good question as to whether it can be reversed. I don't really believe in things like incurable. But obviously, if, say, a baby has been put on soy formula, the baby's brain and body is going to be affected perhaps in a way that's not reversible, and likewise children. But as we get older, if people decide to become health conscious and start having a whole lot of soy, I do believe those effects are usually reversible.
Okay.
And but, you know, the thing is, when people start getting health conscious and eating a lot of soy foods and drinking a lot of soy milk, usually it's because they're already experiencing some health problems. So there's usually whatever was going on before the soy and then soy making things worse on top of it.
Right. It could be different issues, or it could make the ones that they already had worsen, right?
Absolutely.
Now, you have a chapter 4, green pods, yellow beans, and black eyes. What can you tell us a little bit about that? And that's a different ways that, just go to that page. Oh, we're going to a break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour.
John Stepman.